Well, hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, did you know that it says about Jesus, this man receives sinners? Oh, I love that. That's good news. That's Luke 15, verse 2. This man, Jesus, receives sinners. And we've been talking all this week about coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, our mercy seat. If you've missed this, here's what I'm doing. I'm talking to those of us who know we need the Savior. Now, if you're just content and think you're good because you're good, you're going to heaven, this message isn't for you. This message is for somebody listening to me today, and you know that you're a sinner, and you know you're in trouble with God. Well, here's what you do about it. You don't try and clean yourself up and make yourself presentable. You got to realize that sin is the very thing that separates you from God. What's sin? Well, sin can be a lot of different things. It can be just living your own way, living your own life on your own terms, fulfilling your will, living for your glory, your selfish ambitions. Oh, I thought it was murder and rape and all. Well, yeah, that's all sin too, but hey, that's only a little part of it. Just living for yourself, man. That's sin. Yeah, just you're the center of life. That's sin. And so you got to come to him. And here's how you come to him. You come to him being honest and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I've sinned in my relationships, in my mind, in my imagination, my thought, and my heart. I've not loved you. I've not loved your word. And so you come to him like that. Well, will he receive you? Yeah, he does, because this man, Jesus, receives sinners. And when you come to him, he doesn't beat you over the head. He receives you because he is full of grace and love and mercy. Oh, it's not that he can excuse you without you coming to him. It's because God's a holy God. And see, here's the thing. Jesus Christ has been set forth as a wrath offering for sins. And the Father in heaven is well pleased. Jesus Christ has died in the place of sinners. Now look, the truth is this, concerning the blood of Christ, there is an immediate acquittal for everyone who believes in Christ's and Christ's death and Christ's shed blood. An immediate acquittal. And so your hope cannot be based on any other terms. You can't say, oh yes, I'm a nice person. Well, then that's a false peace and that's a false hope. Look, the wages of sin is death. Has God changed that? No. The wages of sin is death. God doesn't ask you to make a contribution towards saving yourself, because the wages of sin is death and God won't compromise. And Jesus Christ has come to this earth and died upon the cross, and he has paid the wage in full. The wages have been paid. Death has been visited upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been punished as a sinner. And now you don't have to be. So come to him and confess your sin. Tell him all about it, and he'll save you and give you mercy. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.